on the road to golf. This time on the road to golf at Adair Manor in Adair in County Limerick. One of the great parkland courses in Ireland. No doubt about that. It's right up there on anybody's list. I suppose you would say it would be on anybody's list of top five. And I haven't played Mount Juliet and I haven't played the K Club yet. And there are other great clubs, parkland courses in Ireland, but I've played on Adair Manor how many times? In fact, so many times I'm even confused now about the difference between the two courses in Adair. One of them is called Adair Golf Club and the other is called Adair Manor Golf Club. And they practically sit on top of each other, and they're completely different kettle of fishes, each of them. But today I'm going to play a very special round of golf, and I'd just like to tell you about it in case you've had a similar round of golf yourself. I'm going to play golf with people that I haven't met in 40 years. Somebody's got this bright idea that our old school, the school I went to throughout both primary and secondary school, should have a revival of a golf trophy. So Crescent College past pupils reunion golf trophy, which I think may have been played for in previous years, but not for like about 20 years, is having a revival. And I'm due on the tee at 1:20 in the day. And to be honest, I put myself down for playing in this event ages ago, before I realised how much work would be involved in setting up a new company. So it isn't exactly, an easy matter to drag myself away from the work that has to be done, which I love, in order to do something else, which is out of my usual comfort zone, that is linking up with people who I went to school with a very long time ago. I didn't exactly keep in touch with the past pupils union in the school ever. And I did actually make it to one class reunion, I think in about 1973, perhaps. And I remember that with some interest. And then I missed all the subsequent class reunions, and I don't know how many there have been. And when I was living in the UK and I'd get notification about a class reunion, I lived a kind of life in which I really would have liked the notification about at the minimum 6 months in advance, because I was used to having things planned way in advance. When I lived in the UK, that really was the way of life I had. I'm not really, I suppose, saying it's better. I'm just saying that it is the habits I got into. And often the school reunion, I became aware of it about a month before it was due to happen, and consequently I never went to it. But I go today with a huge sense of curiosity about people who some of whom I'd forgotten they even existed, to be truthful. I mean, it's not that the people who are going to be at this little golf event, and I think it's been capped on the absolute maximum number of people allowed to play in it, or is 50. I should be able to tell you exactly, or tell myself how many people are playing, but there's something like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, there's something like 12 or 13 three balls. In fact, there are a few four balls at the end, so I'm guessing that there are about 50 people, and I'm playing with a chap called Noel Sexton and Robert Morris. Well, one of those two people, Noel Sexton, I grew up with, and we spent huge numbers of days in each other's company, time in each other's company. We went to the same school, we were in a different class, we played rugby together. It is going to be interesting to be on a golf course with people with whom I have some kind of shared history, but not that much of a shared history, in the sense that I haven't kept in touch with what they've been doing in their life. For all I know, they could have had, you know, half a dozen marriages, a whole load of children, might never have ever got married, may have travelled the world. I just don't know what the people will have done with their life. And I don't think too many of them know what I've done with mine. So it's really going to be a, you know, golfing on curiosity, I'll call it. As for the golf itself, and I'm sure some of you are listening to this, you're more interested in what is Adair Golf Club like. I'll just tell you, if you don't know, that it is one of those courses that it's well worth considering playing. It was designed by Robert Trent Jones Sr. and has, you know, is 18 holes on plenty of land, meaning that you're not cramped up on top of each other. There aren't, as I remember it, any internal out of bounds. There's loads and loads of water, river running through the course. There's all sorts of water through the course. I mean, this is a championship course. The Irish Open has been held there. And I've lost more golf balls on this course than on any other golf course, actually. I think I lost more golf balls on this course than I did in Lahinch. It is, in one sense, it's my bogey course. And today I'm totally out of practice. Last time I went on a golf course, I played 7 holes and we came off because of the rain, because the conversation was too good. Actually, we were only due to play 9 holes. The conversation was too good to be spoiled by an arduous continuation. So we got soft and we came in. And I don't think any of the three of us regretted doing that. Because the penny is gradually dropping with me that golf at my stage in life and with my level of ability is a conversational sport in which you move the ball in front of you while you actually have a good chat with the people you're playing with. And you get a little bit of fresh air, you get a little bit of great views, you get a little bit of exercise. But at my angle on it, I no longer kid myself that I'm going to be a scratch golfer. I did actually have ambitions to get to single figures. And, you know, I have to say that it's not difficult anymore to give up on that ambition and to reframe the game, if you like. Reframe the game into that it's a thing you do in order to have an excuse to have good conversation. I have heard that this is how golf is played in other countries. I have to say that the contrast I had when I came back to Cork was that I didn't know anybody, so I have played golf with an awful lot of people I didn't know. And it is difficult to strike up sufficient rapport to have much of an interesting conversation with in some cultures. People aren't as open as in other places. And the thing I'm hoping today is that because we have this shared, what do they call it, alma mater, old school, that there'll be quite good conversation. Not necessarily about the school, but about what have you done in life since you left school. You know, how does that compare with your dreams? You know, where did you expect to end up, and did you end up where you did expect to be? Did you have any surprises on the road? It'd be very boring if you didn't. And, you know, at this stage in life, you know, where are you going next? Now, these are the kind of things that I like talking about, actually, I have to admit. You know, I'll also, you know, do chit-chat about, you know, how great Rory Gallagher is, or Rory McIlroy is. Rory Gallagher was good too, by the way. Rory McIlroy, how great he is, who's going to win the Ryder Cup, and sort of how do I, you know, yeah, how far is it to the green? I mean, that's the one thing you can be sure of on a golf course, that you can have a conversation with anybody about the distance between where the ball is and where the green is, because everyone has an interest in that. One has a shared interest. Okay, so that's it. It's a very, very unusual game of golf today. There is a man, the first ball will be hit, I think, judging by the list of the first three balls. of which two of them are Jesuits. Now, this intrigues me, I think. Or certainly two of them are Roman Catholic priests. And one of them is a guy called Ivan Morris, who has written a book about golf. I mean, I would actually love to play with him, I have to admit. I'd love to play a round of golf with anybody who has written a book about golf. If you've written a book about golf, I suspect you're either sufficiently serious about golf to be worth talking about, or you found an angle on golf which would be different and well worth tapping into. But Ivan Morris will hit the first ball. I think he used to be a scratch player when I was a kid at school. You know, I kind of assume he's no longer scratch. Although you never know with these some people. They really, you know, they remain good for the whole of their life. So I better not assume anything. But I'm going to get to Adair a little bit early. I'm going to get to the bar. And you never know what might happen in the bar. You know, mightn't even get on the golf course. If the conversation was that good. Thanks very much for listening to this. If you're whatever you think of golf, it's all about conversation these days. Bye-bye.